To central Queensland now, where a business has failed to win the rights to the name of an Indigenous bush medicine. A local Aboriginal elder says the Gumby Gumby plant has been used by his people for hundreds of years, but the owners of a retail business insist they invented the name. But the case raises questions about how Australia handles Indigenous intellectual property rights, as Jemima Burt reports.
About 2 hours' drive inland from Rockhampton, near the town of Woorabinda, you'll find an abundance of a native shrub with orange berries, commonly known as Gumby Gumby. Gungaloo elder Steve Kemp uses the leaves from the plant to make traditional medicines, which he posts to people around Australia.
Uncle Charlie would boil up the Gumby Gumby, you'd drink it like tea, and that would cure your cold.
In the Gungaloo language, Gumby Gumby means woman-woman medicine. Steve Kemp says Aboriginal people have used it for hundreds of years, which is why he was alarmed when a Yipoon business applied to trademark the name.
If I go to produce Gumby Gumby and sell that, are they going to sue me?
The owner of the business, Gumby Gumby Yipoon, is Katia Ada Amato. In a statement to the ABC, she says a colleague, Klaus von Glazinski, invented Gumby Gumby. They already have a patent to use leaf extracts from the plant in medicine, products they've been selling for hundreds of dollars. But the government agency, Intellectual Property Australia, says the trademark application for the name has now lapsed because the applicants didn't answer objections that had been raised, including that Gumby Gumby is a commonly used name for the Pittosporum angustifolium plant. In a statement, Katia Ada Amato says,
"There is no evidence that the Gumby Gumby name is associated to the plant Pittosporum angustifolium or with any of the 250 Indigenous languages. Our business over the last 20 years has made the name a commonly known name."
Dr. Matthew Rimmer is a professor of intellectual property and innovation law at Queensland University of Technology.
It's long been the case in relation to intellectual property and agriculture that you can't use trademarks to monopolise plant names. You have to come up with new distinctive names.
He says the case has drawn attention to how Indigenous intellectual property is handled.
The dispute has kind of also raised larger questions about Indigenous intellectual property and how that is protected in Australia. There's also further questions about intellectual property and biodiversity and how that's dealt with in terms of the system.
Gungaloo elder Steve Kemp says he's just pleased that Aboriginal people won't be banned from using their own language.
If they wanted to do that, go and consult with the Aboriginal people and say, okay, look, we want to market this medicine and we'll give you a percentage and we'll put it into the youth or put it into scholarships or something like that. That would have been acceptable, you know.
The next battle will be over the patent itself. A group of 11 academics has lodged a request with Intellectual Property Australia to review it.
Jemima Burt reporting there from Rockhampton.